Michael Cohen on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with The Athletic. Michael underscore Cohen 13, covering, of course, the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
We're good. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Bart and I were kind of talking about this off the air. The national media and some of their sites, they put, well, you know, Aaron Rodgers says that if he keeps on playing, he's worried that he might hurt his knee a little further and make the knee worse. But I mean, if you listen to his comments, I mean, he said that, well, it could also get better too. So I think those comments were kind of taken out of context a little bit about Aaron's knee.
I think every single injured player in the National Football League is worried that their specific injury could get worse. I mean, that's just how it goes in mm-hmm. sports. If you play any sport, whether it's football, basketball, tennis, whatever, if you have an injury, there's always the possibility that it gets worse. So I thought that taking the comments the way that certain people did, I didn't really get it. I thought that was more maybe exaggeration than what was actually said. And, you know, I think it takes the natural fact of competition, the fact that anytime you're being athletic and moving around, an ailment can certainly worsen. I think it takes that fact and just kind of stretches it a little bit.
Have the Packers, I know there's, have they moved on from the roughing the passer situation? We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers yet on the show. We're going to hear from Clay Matthews yet on the show, and Mike McCarthy too. It seems like it's something they want to move on from. Maybe we won't let them. But really, Michael, have they moved on from it? And also, what else can they do? I mean, Mike McCarthy's been very adamant that, hey, that's the way I'm going to coach. There's not much else I can tell these guys.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've moved on. I mean, it continues to be a topic of conversation. I think it's going to be a topic of conversation for the foreseeable future, especially if there's another roughing the passer call or no call this weekend that is borderline in one direction or the other. And, you know, McCarthy sort of doubled down, you know, himself. The league already doubled down and said that they believe what Mathis and Kendricks did were fouls and that they're going to be part of the teaching tape of things that you shouldn't do. And McCarthy said, well, we're not going to change a single thing that we do when it comes to coaching because we believe we're coaching the right way and we believe we're telling our players to do the right things. So you kind of just see both sides digging in their heels a little bit. And I just don't expect much to change one way or the other. It's going to come down to every week, nobody really knows what's going to be roughing the passer and what's not going to be roughing the passer. And there's going to be penalties that are surprises and then there's going to be penalties that are, you know, or no calls that are surprises, and that's just kind of the way it's going to go. I think nobody's really going to know until they get out there and until a particular official either does or doesn't throw the flag.
Kevin King was out of that game in the second half, and Mike McCarthy said after the game that they did not adjust to King being out of the game. What was he getting at there?
That they don't have enough talent to adjust without King. The problem is Kevin King is one of only two guys, I think, that they feel really comfortable with on the perimeter right now. You know, I think that Tremont Williams is certainly a guy that they have confidence in, and then King being the other. I know that they really like both of their rookies, and I know that both of the rookies have played well thus far, but I think they like them in those slot roles right now. And if they had their druthers, I don't think they would play either one of them on the perimeter at this point in time. They want to ease them into their roles and sort of develop them a little bit more. And so, you know, I just don't think they have the right personnel to replace a guy like Kevin King. Or the same thing if Tremont went out. They just don't have another perimeter corner right now that I think they can count on. And so the longer King is out, and it certainly sounds like he's going to miss this week, then, you know, the more that Devon House has to step up and has to be a contributor, and he's got to play a little bit better than he did last week in order for the Packers to not, you know, really start to tail off at the corner position. And you saw late in the game on Sunday that they actually pulled House for a little while, although he did pop up on the injury report, so I'm not sure exactly whether it was the benching or whether it was the injury, but he did end up coming off the field, and then they replaced him with one of the young guys on the perimeter. And, you know, that's certainly a route the Packers could choose to go, but I just don't know if they want to do that yet with their young guys, and so they need another guy on the perimeter, whoever it may be.
And I don't know who that will be. Michael Cohen joining us here with The Athletic, and one of your articles this week was just kind of recapping the game a little bit, and the play that Stephon Diggs had his 75-yard touchdown. It looked like Devon House was to blame. But when you look back at the tape, maybe Kentrell Bryce was in a situation where he could have provided some more help over the top. And then later on the Thielen touchdown, I don't know why Bryce didn't go for the ball. He kind of had a rougher game than maybe we thought at first blush. How are the Packers, again, with Kevin King out, they've got to get somebody to step up. Who could that even be? Do they have enough options?
I mean, they have enough bodies. I'm just not sure if they have enough options. Let me put it this way. They don't have anybody that can match what Kevin King does. So whoever they put out there, it's going to be a step back, at least initially. You know, maybe these rookies develop into those types of players. I certainly think there's that potential. But, you know, this early in his career last year, Kevin King was not the player that he is right now either. So it's just natural development for these young guys. And they don't have a ton of options. I mean, they've only got, if King doesn't play, and Mike McCarthy essentially already ruled him out, they've only got four corners to choose from. You know, they've got Devon House, they've got Tremont Williams, and they've got the two rookies. And that's it. So one of the things that they could do is they could use a little bit more of Jermaine Whitehead as a slot guy, which is what they did in week one a ton. And then that would free them up to use one of the rookies on the perimeter, and they could avoid playing Devon House because he's also on the injury report this week. That would be one way to go. Another way would just be to use Devon House, but, you know, hope that the back end of it with Bryce and Clinton Dix plays a little bit better and that they don't make the type of mistakes that Bryce made last week. You know, that deep touchdown, I was wrong about it too. I originally thought it was completely on Devon House, and it's not. It's more on Kentrell Bryce than it is on House. Bryce makes a total misread on that play and basically vacates his responsibility down the middle of the field. That is, you know, I don't want to say 100% because it's not, but that's 75% or more on Kentrell Bryce. Doesn't mean Devon House couldn't have done more to help near the line of scrimmage, but the end result is Bryce's territory. So, you know, he certainly took a step back from week one, and ultimately I think that's the type of inconsistency that you're going to get from Bryce. You know, he's not, in my opinion, a guy that is going to be totally reliable week after week after week. He's going to have his ups and downs, and the Packers are just hoping that he's more consistent. More consistent than not.
Didn't practice yesterday. They had a walkthrough. What was the whole theory behind McCarthy not having his normal Wednesday practice?
The fact that they were coming off a night game 2 weeks ago and then an overtime game in really hot weather, I think he just decided that it would be more beneficial for the players to have a little bit extra rest and sort of regain their stamina a little bit, and then they'll be on the field today and they'll practice again briefly on Saturday. So just wanting to make sure that after two really difficult games for different reasons, one being a night game, which always drains, you know, a little bit more of the energy going into the next week, and then one being an overtime game also played in fairly high temperatures by Green Bay standards, McCarthy just wanted to make sure his guys were as well rested as possible for Sunday.
Aaron Jones will be back this week. It seems like he will be the third man on the totem pole at the running back position. I would like to see Aaron Jones get, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15 touches. I'd like to see him not eased in right away. I'd like to see him get some more time right away. But Jamal Williams and Ty Montgomery have been so good in pass protection. Is that a part of Aaron Jones' game that he's ready to excel at? I know he's probably the quickest and probably the best of the running backs from a running back standpoint, but can he match up with what those guys have been providing the first couple of weeks?
Nobody knows. And, you know, the fact that Jones was hurt all throughout training camp means that, you know, we didn't really get many chances at all to look at him from a pass protection standpoint. You know, I do remember the one day that they did the blitz pickup drill, and, you know, it was kind of more of the same for all the running backs. Jamal Williams looked really good. Ty Montgomery was hit or miss. And so, you know, obviously since then, Montgomery's made significant strides because he's been excellent in pass protection, much, much, much better than he was last season. So I think that Jamal Williams will continue to be the starting tailback, you know, at least for this week. But once Aaron Jones starts to rip off the types of, you know, 13, 15, 17-yard gains that he's shown he's capable of, Mike McCarthy's going to have to play him more. And I don't know if that starts as quickly as this week, but certainly moving forward, I expect Jones to ascend into that number one role just because he is so much more dynamic than the other two guys. And once he starts gaining, you know, yards by the chunk, McCarthy has no other option but to play him.
The Packers, one of the reasons, Michael, I was excited to see the Packers offense really get going was all the different weapons and different packages I thought that they could run out of. And for the most part, I mean, they've got the three good receivers, Allison, Devontae, and Cobb. So a lot of times they're lining up with those three. I did expect maybe some more usages of multiple tight ends. I thought maybe we'd see more Mercedes Lewis. He has not played as much as I thought he might. Is there a reason for that, or are they working him in, or why are we seeing less Mercedes Lewis than we might have thought?
That's one that I don't really know the answer to. I think certainly he's a much, much better blocker than Lance Kendricks. Kendricks had a particularly difficult game against the Vikings, matching up against, you know, some of their guys along the defensive line, and linebackers had issues blocking there. I don't know. I really don't know. I thought Lewis would play more. I still think there's a reason that he deserves to play more, and so we'll have to see what happens this week, but I have been surprised by that as well.
Would you take the Packers on Sunday?
Yes, definitely. I think they'll beat the Redskins rather comfortably. I would take them by, you know, two touchdowns or more.
Yeah, Washington lost at home last week. Scored 8 points.
They had a nice win over Arizona, and then we find out Arizona's
sucks.
Bad.
Yeah,
and yeah, I thought Washington would get that one against
Washington
the Colts.
They've got the number one ranked defense in the league, so on that side of the ball, they're really good. It's just I don't think they're going to be able to score enough points, and yeah, I think the Packers will win fairly comfortably.
Michael, appreciate it. Have a good trip out there, and we'll talk on Monday.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, see you guys.